The full Florida Senate is preparing to take up a modified version of the House's tax cut proposal. But a property tax measure may be more important to House leaders. I'm Nick Evans. House and Senate leaders are racing to lock in last-minute deals ahead of a budget deadline. The horse trading touches areas of the budget funding the environment, education, and healthcare, just to name a few. And it shouldn't come as a surprise in a GOP-controlled body. One of the biggest topics is tax cuts.
It reduces the state sales tax rate on rental of commercial real estate from 6% to 5.28% or 5.8%, which is something that we've been working on, and hopefully this gets us the start of continuing down that path. Provides a 3-day.
That's Lakeland Republican Kelly Stargell introducing the Senate's take on a raft of reductions from the House. But while the package maintains popular elements, the reduction in commercial lease taxes is a fraction of the one approved in the House. Clearwater Republican Jack Latvala explains the overall package is far smaller than the House's almost $300 million in cuts.
We had commercial lease. We had a 3-day tax holiday. We had Senator Pasadomo's bill on feminine products. We had a couple of small ones. So I think all together, that's about $75 or $80 million.
The measure passed its only Senate committee without debate. But the tax package is just one element in a much broader series of trade-offs House and Senate leaders are settling behind the scenes. And in terms of priorities, the House appears far more interested in property taxes.
Home ownership across our state is getting lower and lower and lower.
St. Cloud Republican Representative Mike LaRosa is backing an additional $25,000 homestead exemption.
This tax cut gives them an option to make that reality a possibility. Owning a home is the American dream. It always has been, and I hope that it always will be.
House Speaker Richard Corcoran has been promising the exemption since before session began. But there's one very important wrinkle. The idea has to go to the voters, and it needs the approval of 3/5 of the members in each chamber to get there. In the Senate, that means 24 yeas. But with one Republican resigning amid controversy and another at home recovering from cancer, Senate President Joe Negron only has 23 GOP members. With the vote in doubt, the blog Florida Politics reported Corcoran held a gaming compact hostage. Monday, Bradenton Republican Bill Galvano addressed the issue.
I know there have been some intimations, if you will, that maybe the process wasn't where it should have been, or maybe that this is really just a means to an end, part of a bigger picture, a part of a necessary step in order to achieve session goals.
But he seems to chalk it up as par for the course.
No bill in this process exists in isolation. It really doesn't. What session have we been through that doesn't result at the end of the day with a mosaic of ideas and intentions that we all as the members stitch together?
In the end, supporters cobbled together more than enough votes to get the House its win. Latvala, the Republican budget chief, actually voted against the idea, but 7 Democrats came across the aisle. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.